We are trackside at Iowa Speedway. I'm visiting with Iowa's Director of Agriculture, Bill Northey. It's great to see you out here again, Bill. And we were out here last year, as I recall, and hopefully we'll have another great race. But let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to lately. I understand you just got back from China.
I did. I spent 2 weeks in Korea and China and visited some customers over there, visited potential customers, government officials. We spent our time in China, up in the northeast part of China, that area up there where there are some bigger farms, as well as we were in areas where there's some very small farms as well.
What do they want to know about what we're doing here in the United States?
Well, we discussed and argued about pork imports a little bit, but they certainly will keep buying soybeans. They kind of talk under their breath about buying some corn at some point, too. They're a little nervous about whether they have enough feed. We talked a little bit of biotech. They seem not to be too nervous about it. They use biotech as a little bit of a weapon if they don't want to buy something. But if they do want to buy stuff, they seem to be able to look past it. We would love to see more meat going into China, both pork and beef into China.
Well, I know I get your comments. What would be your comment on conditions here in the areas that have been so affected by the weather with the flooding and all?
You know, those areas, we've got some areas that are very tough. Probably 100,000 acres lost to the Missouri River, maybe another 50,000 acres lost to the tributaries going into the Missouri River. You know, we still have 23 million acres of corn and soybeans, so it's not a huge amount. It's a big deal if it's yours. We also have some low-level flooding in other parts where we've had too much rain, either in southern Iowa. I'm up in northwest Iowa, Spirit Lake. I've got probably 40 acres that I've lost in a peat bottom to rain. Outside of that, crops look great. They're really coming along nice. They've certainly got plenty of moisture. They're set up so that we can handle some dry weather, and they're going to keep growing.
Well, it's rare that you would complain about having some rain at the end of June, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. We're headed into July here, and normally we like to have that ground pretty well saturated by the end of June so that it can make it through any dry spells in July and August.
So just a last comment on, we're the fifth time out here going green for Pioneer, Iowa Corn Growers, and Ethanol.
You know, I think it's a great event. What an event to get people together, certainly get people fired up. But obviously, it also showcases ethanol on televisions all across the country. I was with some folks in D.C. this week, and we were talking about the race here and said, make sure and watch it when you get home, and you'll see some of the folks that you may even know on television, some corn growers. And so it's a great chance, and certainly of all times, now is a time we need to be able to talk about those positives in ethanol.
Absolutely. Because for some reason, there's some people out there, I kind of think they tend to have another agenda, because it seems like they ignore a lot of facts that want to be naysayers.
I really think so, too. I think we've got some folks that are trying to, they're using a budget argument, they're using a compatibility argument, they're using every argument they can to go after ethanol, and they've been doing that for a long time. When you think right now, we import 60% of the oil, we only can domestically produce 40% of the petroleum that we use in our vehicles, and a fourth of that is ethanol. Why in the world would we want to give up on continuing to increase that supply at a time we have gasoline prices where they're at right now?
Well said. We'll see what happens, because there's certainly going to be a lot of talk going into this next election cycle, the whole farm bill and everything else, you know. Thank you, Bill Northey. We're out here at the Iowa Speedway. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.